Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. This is Dave. On this short segment, I'm going to be talking about Pacific Rim Uprising. Right now on YouTube, there's a Comic-Con trailer for Pacific Rim Uprising, which is the sequel to Pacific Rim, which I believe came out in 2013, which is a fucking awesome movie. I don't get the hate with that movie. Believe it or not, there are people that don't like that movie, and I just don't fucking understand it. Pacific Rim was a fun movie. It didn't pretend to be anything else than what it was. It was giant robots, giant badass cool robots versus giant monsters. Kaijus is the proper term. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I thought it was fun as hell. Like I said, I don't get the hate with it, but it is what it is. Different strokes for different folks, I guess. This sequel, I'm excited for it. Here's some stats on the film, a little bit of info. The release date is February 23rd, 2018, next year. It's directed by Stephen S. Knight. It stars John Boyega from Star Wars. He played Finn, Jin Tien, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Scott Eastwood, of course, Clint Eastwood's son. Charlie Hunnam is not back for this film, which is kind of a bummer. I like Charlie Hunnam quite a bit. He's cool, man. He was great in Sons of Anarchy, and you know, props to him. Good on him for branching off into Hollywood and onto the silver screen. Good for him, man. Happy for that dude. Very smart move also. Probably knowing that, I mean, it's inevitable, like a show is going to end. So, you know, he planned ahead and is like, I'm breaking out to Hollywood. Anyway, enough with the rants. Sorry for clearing my throat. I got allergies. Apologies on that. Yeah, so back to Pacific Rim Uprising. Like I said, I'm excited for it, man. I'm definitely going to go see this movie. You know, the first movie, like I said, I don't get the complaints. It had great effects. It was fun. It didn't pretend to be anything else. And this movie looks like, from the Comic-Con trailer, the little teaser, it looks like they're putting effort into it. You know, it doesn't look like I mean, it's a short segment. So I'm not trying to, you know, how much information can you gather from a short little teaser, but it still looked well done. And, I got high hopes for it, you know? So let's all hope that the second one is as good as the first, or should I dare say even better. I love the whole concept of like these giant monsters, kaijus coming out the ocean, you know, man having to build giant fucking robots to battle them. It's just fun. It's just a fun thing, man. Like, I grew up watching a Godzilla flicks as many people. And, you know, I was into anime. So, you know, there were a lot of animes like with giant robots. So Pacific Rim was like right up my alley. And you don't have to be like an anime nerd or be a Godzilla fan to be into the movie. You know, I don't think so anyway. I don't think it killed at the box office, which is a shame. You know, I think it turned out to be kind of like one, you know, like a cult classic type thing when it came out on Blu-ray and on you know, home media. It started getting more of a fan base, and that's what happens with a lot of movies. They don't really hit in the theater, and sometimes for whatever reason at home they just fucking kill. So I'm not gonna keep ranting. I just wanted to do like a short little segment on Pacific Rim 2, on my thoughts about it. You know, what I thought about the teaser, which, gee, I really didn't get into too much. Yeah, the teaser, like I said, it was well done. It gave you just enough. You kind of saw some of the new robots, some of the new Jaegers. John Boyega, I think he's for being a relative newcomer, you know, I want to see what he does. You know, I enjoyed him in Star Wars. He was all right in Star Wars. So let's see what he does with Pacific Rim. It's kind of a bummer. Again, they didn't get Charlie Hunnam in there. I feel like he is a huge part of Pacific Rim. Idris Elba was in the first one. Spoilers, he dies. I mean, come on, guys. The movie came out in 2013. I apologize if you didn't know that, but yeah, he died. So I don't know how they would even bring him back. But Idris Elba is pretty badass and awesome. But let's see what they do with this movie again. So yeah, that's it, guys. I mean, this is a short segment. I didn't have a whole lot to say. Just wanted to drop a little info, opinions on it, the release date. And that's it. So if you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, follow us on social media, and we will catch you back with the next episode later.